Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bark Technologies. With parental control monitoring apps and the new Bark phone, Bark is the best comprehensive parental control tool for families. Listen to today's episode for more details. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in a dashing red and black outfit is my lovely wife, co-host, overall great gal, who is in a particularly silly and self-amused mood. Mel is making Mel laugh today.
Hi there.
Mel is doing.
I'm telling
jokes that Mel laughs at, and that's one of my favorite. You do have sometimes you just kind of tickle yourself, which is not what I wanted to say. I didn't want that.
I think
people understood what I meant
by
that.
I make myself laugh.
Don't read that as a transcript.
And
yeah.
And that's fun for me.
That is fun.
Nobody else laughs. That's not really always what I'm going for.
What you and I have in common is you and I both think that you are the funniest person alive.
Well, that's nice.
Well, we might be the only two.
I think we absolutely are.
Because
I, on that Patreon Zoom hang last night, man, did they like to laugh at you. They love you.
Well, I think they love us, but I was on last night.
You were.
Sometimes the Zoom hangs. Well, I had a non-travel Patreon Zoom hang. I was,
and you weren't remote. We weren't zooming together. We were zooming together.
We were zooming together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were talking Disney World stuff. Because we're considering a trip out that way, and people had some recs and some thoughts, and I had seen a lot of them in person.
Yeah,
recently
it was it was a great Zoom.
I was on. It, oh yeah, to
shall
us.
We?
Yeah,
shall we? Cheers. To
there
us.
We go.
Yeah,
to Andy, to all of us. But yeah, it was. So were you just noticed I was getting a lot of laughs.
I was just noticing they were just like hanging on to every word you said. And that's in a good way. It's a compliment.
Yeah.
You and I have built this fan base and these people enjoy you and your humor. And
oh,
yeah. That's and it was nice. Fun. And you were really on.
Well,
yeah.
Well, every once in a while, I'll turn it on at a party for you.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
Only if I can sense that you want me to. Because I don't do it.
We're in an elevator. You won't do it on your own
accord. No.
Accord.
No.
Yeah.
No. I do it. I do it for you, babe.
Yeah.
But I do like what I call the elevator challenge, which is like how many laughs can I get in like 8 floors?
Yeah.
Like there will be that's
actually the most fun.
Yeah, well,
to watch.
Well, cuz then they're gone. Yeah, when I if there's an opportunity and you're just feeling like, okay, it's a little sprint here, get in, get out, get a couple laughs, maybe a dad joke or two. Usually not a dad joke, usually a
I checked in at this hotel in Irvine,
mm-hmm.
and I did not have a great front desk person, and I had to keep having them repeat what they were saying, and we were all tired, and then they were like, business or pleasure, and I was like, it's a volleyball tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Have anything cute to say.
And I've told you what I say when I try and be a little...
When you're on.
When I'm on. I don't know if I've told you this before, Andy. People go, if I'm like just feeling it a little, they go, business or pleasure? And I go, hopefully a little bit of both. It's a stock line. I've used it maybe 20 times. Usually somebody's with me at check-in.
Just for the lap.
What is wrong?
I don't know what the right answer is. That's the problem. But I like your line.
Just work.
Yeah, that's what you say. Because it shuts you up. Shuts them up.
Yeah, yeah.
Just work. Check me in.
Yeah.
John, Chris, and I always used to talk about that. You're like, they go onto the spiel, and in your mind, you're just going, where's the elevator? Just point me, give me the key, and go, which way to the elevator? Which, when you're staying at the Courtyard Marriott by John Wayne Airport in Orange County, you're going to be able to know where the elevator is. It's not going to be, you're not going to need anyone to escort you to your room.
No.
When we stay.
You don't see that open drywall where they're like, filling some mold.
Yeah.
That's where your room is.
remember where Tay put us up in London, Cafe Royale?
Oh my gosh.
And people would walk us up to your room and like tell you about the features of your room in the room. And you're like, okay, so what do we do now? Do you just stay in here? Do you want a drink? It's so weird that you're up here with me. Not they don't help you carry your bags or anything. I mean, if they you wanted them, they do. But they just that they everyone,
they're in like heels.
Yeah,
they're not just moving stuff.
Everybody
just,
gets walked to their room. They probably like that actually. Probably a little break from the desk.
I feel like that's got to be awkward for a lot of people.
That's got to be both. That's got to be the worst and the best sometimes.
Yeah, we get your steps in. You know, that's nice.
Just be cheery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now, as adults, all we really care about every day is just getting our steps in. Did you get your steps in? Did you get your steps in? How we doing? Okay, got my steps in. I got them in. Oh, no, that's good. It's like, I'm getting pretty tired of hearing about people's steps. Yeah, I track mine
get
very closely.
Get your steps in.
You got to get your steps in. You got to get your steps in. So they got a job. My favorite thing to do when I had a day job, my favorite thing to do at work in general was poop at work. I mean, if you've not pooped on company dime, what
a
treat.
On that.
Yeah, do the math on that. I mean, whoo, you know,
just blowing the minutes by.
Yeah. Yeah, taking and giving at the same time. Taking some money, giving it deposits. Just pooping at work. It was incredible because there was always like. That first couple of weeks at a job where you're like, where's the spot? Where's the poop spot here? Where is it? And, you know, each one had a different... Same with in college. Like, you're like, where are the spots here? Where is it going to be?
The private stall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you found, like, a place at work that wasn't as, like, maybe it's on a different floor, it's a building that people didn't go to as much. I mean, it was important, you know? It was, you know, for the level of jobs that I had, that was my office. If you found a place that was private.
You mean like our office right here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you found.
Dead. Dead across the hallway from the bathroom. Yes.
If you found a place at work that was private, clean, and had good internet connection. I mean, it's better than a raise at work.
Acoustics.
Yeah.
Acoustics.
Yeah. And you don't do it on your break, by the way. No, you don't do it on your break. No.
No. Your break is for your break.
Yeah. When you found that place, I mean, Talk about a relief. Speaking of poop at work, I got some upcoming shows I want to tell you guys about. upcoming dates. I don't know when I'm recording this, but I might be in Tacoma this weekend, or I might have already done that. But coming up, July 21st and 22nd, Nashville at Zany's, the 28th. The early show, this is news, actually. We sold out the early show. We added a late show at the Earl.
Backseaters,
fans in Atlanta, you guys, I know it's late. I know it's late. It's the only time that they could do it. I just need you guys to just suck it up. It's a Friday night, parents. You guys can sleep through. There's no, I mean, you shouldn't be in a sports season at that time. It should be over, right? Unless you're doing travel ball, which you're gone anyways, but just go. Just go. Okay, and then we're on to August. It's San Jose, Fresno, Sacramento, Omaha, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Tulsa, Dallas, San Antonio, September, Houston, Oklahoma, Austin, and then the rest are Phoenix, Columbus, Cleveland, Cincy, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Grand Rapids, DustinNickerson.com. Check it out, everybody.
All
those
right.
are the shows. Speaking of shows as well, let's switch back there. This last weekend, Andy asked me, he goes, where were you this last weekend? I go, Florida and Boston. And when you say them together, you're like, what? That's a bad routing. But it worked out fine because I was out with Joel. So we went to Orlando and Tampa. They were great. Fun shows. Thank you, Orlando and Tampa, for coming out. And we went to Universal Studios there with Joel, which we'll talk about at length in here. Mm-hmm. And Boston, thanks for everyone that come out. Well, you know, in Boston and the San Diego shows were great, too. Allison, Carrie, Dylan, all patrons who got their VIP meet and greets, if such a thing is of interest to you. If you want a little VIP meet and greet and pre-show. You're going to want to be, that's Essentials Oils. That's the 25 and up, right?
25 and up a month.
25 and up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. It depends. I mean, you also can be on those Patreon Zoom hangs, which I've been known to crush.
Uh-huh.
According to Melissa, people are just hanging on to every word I say, which I don't see that. What I see is when people get distracted at our Zooms, you know.
Oh, last night's was an all-timer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny.
We had a mom walking down hallways.
We're not going to out you, but you know who you are.
Telling her kids to go back to bed.
Went to Walmart.
Got in the car and drove in a van, a minivan, to Walmart. Walked the aisles, found the medication she needed.
It was incredible.
All while the Zoom was happening. So that was pretty funny. It was in the top right corner.
Yeah.
Where's Cindy?
All eyes on Cindy.
Where's Cindy now?
It was a good time. So. Anyways, yeah, thanks for everyone to coming out for those shows. Boston, we did this cool venue called the Rockwell. It's just like it was in Somerville. It was outside of town. It was cool. We were into it. Boston's great. As I've said at length to you, that whole trip was meant to be your birthday present.
Yeah.
And I stayed in the area that I wanted to stay in, near the things that I wanted to stay with to go to you. The AC and the little bakeries and stuff and all the stuff that I want to do with you. Good walking area. A 16-year-old male was with me.
Yeah.
Who talks in his sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are used to sharing a hotel room by yourself or your soulmate who sleeps like she's dead, and then someone talks in the middle of the night, it is quite alarming.
Yes.
Several times I woke up like, oh, this is it for me. Someone broke into this hotel and decided they needed to say some gibberish before they killed me.
For killing you.
Yeah, Joel, the last night of it was, he goes like, I just need you to slow down. That's what woke me up. Like, what is happening? He's like, I don't talk in my sleep. I was like, yeah, who would know? I love when a kid calls you out on that stuff. Thing. No, you talked in your sleep. No, I didn't. What?
Yeah, well, he was like, I slept walked once.
Yeah.
And I was like, you slept walked out of a hotel room in Las Vegas. It was noteworthy.
Yeah. Do you get a sleepwalker?
Literally lost you.
No. No. Not yet.
Not really. Yet.
I mean, yeah. Sunflower will kind of daze herself into our room, but I think she's just half awake.
Daze herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I got talkers for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a couple of them, and that's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
It's just the gibberish.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild. And I got a laugher, like one that laughs in his sleep, my youngest.
That's scary.
And that is weird and silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a goofball.
It's such a goofball. It's so silly.
Oh, man. Kids are crazy.
Kids are crazy.
I mean, adults probably more crazy.
It's true.
You're right.
I don't, Joel, he has like kind of a hallway room. It's kind of a connector. We're all working on switching that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is funny just to have like, you at a certain point, we were talking about that this morning where you're just like, kids, like they don't even like when we have teens right now and we have one who still gets up pretty early and then I get up pretty early, like a couple days a week. And
yeah.
And you get, mm-hmm. and you're like, our house is only asleep for a few hours. There's someone awake, and you're just saying, like, in the middle of the night, you'll just be like, oh, Joel's doing the dishes. Or
yeah,
Joel's
on the weekends, I'll hear him talking, and I wake up like there's a man in the house. Mm-hmm. Or I have, like, a loud noise machine going, like, app, because he's, like, watching a movie at night. And then our little one gets up early, and then he'll be clanging around in the kitchen. So it's like... It's just the weirdest thing, and you'll get there, Andy, when you have teenagers and then little kids still, and it's like all hours, you know? Like when they were all little, there was like, they'd wake up at night, but there was like a bedtime, you know? Like, and so now it's just this like around the clock kind of thing.
When you have teenagers, your house becomes like a 24-hour bodega.
It's a hostel. It's like a youth hostel.
That's true. It gets all snacky at night.
Yeah.
You know, it's not substantial sales. It's just little stuff.
Yeah.
In and out.
Yeah. A couple cats.
Yeah.
And you're like, is that belong here? Is that one of the owners? You're like, sometimes. It also comes and goes. You know, a lot of weird stenches. A lot of people coming in with a lot of different weird looks and smells.
Yeah. Is that a friend of yours?
Yeah.
I've never seen that person in my life.
Yeah. You get like, sometimes you get the same person looking spectacular on their way to something really nice on like a nice formal outfit. And other times you're like, oh, you look homeless. And you don't realize that's not a homeless person. That's the same person. And that's your house.
Mm-hmm.
That's your house now. Just people coming and going. There's a really, it's pretty much, there's not a lot of fresh food. It's just snacks, bevs, and booze.
At what point do you put bars on the windows?
Yeah, you put bars in the windows and to keep them in. You know, that's the difference. The bodega, the bars are to keep them out.
Yeah.
But our bars are to keep them in, and you have to have a little something at the, you know, the when you walk in, the there's the like bung dung, that's the Ring doorbell.
Yeah,
but, you know, people are there. A lot of packages coming and going, a lot of deliveries. It's it. You're a convenience store now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lights are always on.
Yeah,
the lights never go off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, flickering.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom.
Yeah.
The bathroom cannot get clean.
Yeah.
The bathroom cannot be clean.
It's always a murder scene.
In the house of a teenager and a bodega, the bathroom cannot be clean. You clean it, you immediately walk back in.
Everything's wet.
Everything's wet.
Mm-hmm.
So many mystery color stains and graffiti. It works. So many. There's also that is another piece of like, well, there's also like that house of a house of teenagers and a bodega are also similar, and that there is just kind of like a lot of like kind of just like weird transient traffic. And I'm not even talking about homeless people. I just mean, you're like, why are you here? Like, we had a kid show up at our house yesterday because it's summer break and kids are so bored. Victor showed up at our house and knocked on the door. And what did he say?
So our 13-year-old daughter was still in bed. She was still sleeping or on her phone.
Yeah.
And he and his friend showed up to like ask if they can make money doing chores, which I actually thought. I was impressed.
Yeah.
I was, because I probably do need someone to water the plants once while
hilarious.
We're gone.
Yeah.
I was like, well, maybe Victor's our guy.
Hire Victor.
Yeah.
Hey, man, shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Yeah. I wonder if he went over to.
I know. I think he went over to Bug Gloria.
Oh, no. I thought that's funny that you
What?
Thought
are
that.
You stealing?
No. I thought he's like, I wonder what. I wonder what Gloria's mom's up to. If I had a house I could go be at for a little while. Hey, who needs some chores done?
I'd be like, you can do Gloria's. I'll pay you.
Yeah, and like, yeah, that would be funny. That would be so weird
we
for Gloria.
Give Gloria friend her chores.
Hilarious. Yeah, she won't do them. Yeah, you know.
Oh, man.
I will say, as somebody who was a teenage boy for 7 or 8 years himself, summers are bad. I mean, they're boring and you get in a lot of trouble. Joel said this yesterday. It was one of the most insightful things I've ever heard a human say. Mm-hmm. He goes, I don't want to do anything, but when I don't do anything, I'm bored. It's so accurate.
That's so accurate.
It's so good. That's exact. I don't want to do anything. I don't actually want to like exert myself. Yeah. You think I wanted to do this podcast this morning?
You tried to push it off all day yesterday. Yeah, you're like, I think we could start later.
And you're like, we have everything to do. I do love the podcast, and I have one of the jobs that I really like, but I just woke up. I woke up this morning? I was like, I'm a stand-up comedian. Why do I have a morning commitment?
Right.
This was a mistake, Dustin.
I know.
But it's because I have children.
Yeah.
And you have to get up anyways.
So last week, Gloria went to a CPR training, which I hooked up for her with my work.
Yeah.
And the whole time she texted us, the whole time, this is so boring. I hate this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When's this end? When's this end? You're when's like, this end?
You're like, you need to pay attention. This is you have to actually learn this. Did she get certified?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It really makes you question the...
It was like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like basic stuff. I don't know what that's called.
I remember being 16, getting a job at AMC Theaters, mm-hmm. AMC 6 in Federal Way, Washington. And they're like, you got to go get your food
handler's
permit.
Yes.
And I just remember being there like, I'm not like an adult. Why are you guys teaching me these things? Why?
I did it several times as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it's actually like a good life skill.
Yeah.
Like how to not poison yourself.
Right.
With food.
Yeah. You're like fish on top.
Yeah.
Or
we always
fish on bottom.
That was always our joke. So the bottom level is the fish. And you're like, okay.
All right,
meat's on top.
You got to keep it between this degree and this degree. Yeah. And I remember being like,
I'm not setting the fridges.
My job is to cook popcorn.
I'm a cashier.
I have popcorn, candy, and then our big splurge is the hot dog or nachos. That's what we have. And the hot dog is the most frozen piece of meat that's ever existed. Thrown onto the twirler.
The roller thing?
Until it's sweaty. And then you hand it out. And then you hand out the sweaty...
Sweaty hot dog.
The sweaty hot dog.
Uh-huh.
Delicious. The sweaty hot dog, but...
I did mine in college because I worked at a cafe in college on campus.
Yeah.
And the special changed every day. Mm-hmm. And the professors all came in and got the specials, and I never knew what they were. And my boss had to override... All day for me.
Yeah.
Just override, manager
Hilarious.
Override. Because I didn't know what I was doing. And I worked the lunch rush.
I mean, we're children. We're children. I remember at...
Line would just back up.
I went into... When I was working at AMC, I had like my 30-minute break one time. And I went and I loaded up a big old tray of nachos and stuff. And I went in to watch a movie during my break on the 30-minute. I was just in there. It was like me and one other guy. And I'm just eating my nachos and stuff. And the guy leaves. And the other guy in the theater leaves. And he comes back. And then my boss comes and taps on me on the shoulder. And he's like, hey, can you come out? And he goes, hey, that guy said you were eating those nachos really loud.
You're like, I'm hungry.
He goes, like, you're the only person in the movie theater. You got to, like, he's like, why is this employee just out here eating nachos at full volume?
He went to a boss and not you.
He went to the boss and was like, hey, come get your guy who's just destroying these nachos on very high decibel levels. I mean,
we did have a kid do that when we saw The Flash.
Yes.
There was a child, two two like 10-year-old boys together solo watching The Flash, and they had like 5 bags of candy, and they were like,
yeah,
like they could not open the bags.
Well, hearing this is a good reminder of what I've been telling Joel. Like when I travel with Joel so much, I'm always telling him the amount of times that I have to say, like, Joel, don't, you cannot whistle and crack your knuckles on an airplane. People don't want to listen to this. You cannot hear cracking knuckles over and over. You can't whistle on an airplane. No whistling on an airplane.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit as like you find your seat or whatever, just like, but even then, you can't just be sitting in your seat whistling, you psycho. Like, that's so, but this chip story is a reminder.
I know. Of
what I've told him.
Yeah.
A 16-year-old male, what you're trying to teach him is that what you do affects the people around you. They don't want to hear this. They don't want to see this. This guy is just trying to watch Shallow Hal in peace while I'm...
Just shut up and sit there.
While I'm just demolishing these nachos. Because it's probably the only thing I've eaten that day.
Yeah, you didn't eat before work. You're starving.
I was late to that job every day. Every day I was late to that job. And I remember I would pray that... I would pray that God would turn the lights green so I would make it.
And sincerely.
Very sincerely.
Yeah.
And then I remember one time being like, I think the Holy Spirit just told me I need to leave earlier.
God's like, you fool.
It's like, I can't keep doing this for you. I can't keep bailing you out. You gotta just leave earlier. The funny thing is I was working at like 3:30 p.m. It wasn't some...
Yeah.
Early shift. And I would leave early.
Probably trying to piece your uniform together.
I would also leave early from that job a lot too, but I would get sent home. Like they would be like, because it would be, it was like that theater was dying in real time. And so people would stop because it was a six, it was an old theater, you know, the new Megatron ones had been built or whatever, you know, the huge ones. And so we were just, they'd be like, does anyone need to go home? And then they just stopped asking the group, and they would just be like, Dustin, you want to leave? I'm like, yeah. I got us through I got us through the Jurassic Park 3 rush. Time to go home.
I used to teach kids how to swim.
Yes.
At the local community center pool.
Good summer job.
It's a job. It's not easy at all.
No, well,
which... Looking back, you're like, it was an indoor pool with full glass windows. And so everyone's just staring at you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, put your arms like this and kick.
Yeah.
You know, and then you had to turn your back on all the kids that were supposed to be sitting on the wall, and they would never sit on the wall. And
get on the wall. Get back on the wall.
Walk.
I know. Lifeguards have 2 volumes, mute and yell.
I had 2 crazy things happen teaching swim lessons. One, a kid went under, and this was like 3 feet of water.
Right.
So, because I was always teaching the little toddlers and preschoolers.
Right.
3 feet of water, they went under, and then the mom started banging on the glass. And I was like, I got the other kid. We're doing a back float. Like, my back is turned. Like, and so she
You think it's my job to teach him how to swim?
I'm trying.
It's 100% my job. I just can't believe that you were in charge of that.
Well,
you know?
So there was that. And then another time, a kid got his foot wedged between the, you know, when you get in a pool with the stairs, like the bar.
Ooh.
He got his foot stuck between the wall and the bar. And then so I had to call over like a guy to come push the bar while I pulled the kid's foot out. Those were that was pretty exciting.
Thank God there's a man to save the day.
But you know, I guess
these
the best part of this
dainty, frail little women trying to teach children how to swim. You need a man to come save the day.
The best part of that job was I wanted to be the manager. I hated our manager.
Yeah.
I hated him.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't do anything. You just sit in your office with a newspaper. I'm doing all the work.
Yeah.
And I can run this place better.
Yeah.
And
that was when he wasn't pooping.
Yeah.
Found it. You knew the spot.
And I was just 16 and I was, or 15. Yeah. I was like, I could run this better.
The curse of ambition.
Yep.
And judgment.
And now when our kids have jobs and they hate them because, you know.
Yeah.
You should hate your first job. The point is, great. You know, go get a better job.
Go get a job you like.
You know, get the education to get the better job.
Or find happiness in other things.
It's true.
Because not everyone gets to have a job they like.
100%.
Taking from someone who had some jobs he didn't like for a long time. it's, you know, it is wild the amount of things that a 16-year-old can be entrusted with professionally.
Yes.
And to be getting paid while they do it. It's...
Oh, well, and like, that's the difference is in the early 2000s, the late 90s, I was babysitting like several children.
Yeah.
At like 11.
It's crazy. 10. Yeah.
I had like an infant and they took a boat to Seattle and that baby was just crying the whole night.
Right.
And I was like, I'd never watched an infant before.
I babysit some kids across the street and I told that kid that the boogeyman was real.
You were what, 13?
If that.
Yeah.
It's crazy that like teens get in charge of babysitting because if anything, only the most mature adult should be in charge of other children.
You have to be able to self-regulate yourself to effectively watch children.
Yeah.
And
that's how desperate parents it really does show just how desperate parents are. For like a night out. You're like, what are you, a year older than my child? Go.
Watch them.
In charge of them. Turn on my oven.
Exactly.
Cook. Clean. Teach them about life and responsibility. You know they're not going to do any of
Validate
that.
Validate their fears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And really, you're just like, I don't know. It should be fine.
There is something about...
And then they go out and drink and stuff. My the people I babysit for will go gamble. They had like a gambling issue.
I had a lot of clients who went to the casino.
Yeah.
And I was such an idiot that they would drive me home and I'd be like, did you win anything?
Yeah. Here's my client. I only had the one client. They were good though, the McDonald's across the street. And there was like a baseline that they would pay me, and then I get paid more if they did well. But a couple times, I didn't get anything.
Oh, no.
And they're like, we owe you. We'll get you next time.
I owe
time.
You.
We'll owe you. And we'd also...
you put a loan
You're like
lien
the
on
bookie
their house.
At that
yeah,
point.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm going to come to your house. You're going to pay me this, but if you don't come back with it, you're
going
to owe me interest.
Exactly. We also, one time, they had given us their cat... And the cat was the payment for a couple times. There was like, I was like, I'm getting paid in cat.
You pawned your cat off on us.
Because you guys got a cat and then you realize you didn't need a cat. And now you're like, well, I can get some babysitting out of this cat. And
was that Yehudi?
That was Yehudi.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's how
you got Yehudi.
We got Yehudi. I babysat to get... I didn't know that I was earning Yehudi, though.
Well,
there was just a couple times they're like, okay, well, say hi to Yehudi for us.
How's Yehudi?
Yeah.
And
like,
you just left?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I did have one story where I didn't get paid babysitting.
Okay.
Because I babysat a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Two boys, they wanted to ride bikes. And I think I've told this story before. So they're like... maybe 5 and 7, you know, ish. And they take off and I think I'm running. I don't think I have a bike.
Okay.
And it's cul-de-sacs and stuff.
But you're a good runner, so.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm behind them.
Uh-huh.
And I told them to go slow, but you know, they didn't listen. So they're off. They're on their bikes. And so they go around a cul-de-sac and run dead into each other.
Sure.
Just like, and it's in the very back, so I can't see it right away. One's got a bloody face, and a neighbor calls 911. So they're putting the little kid on a stretcher.
Yeah.
And maybe like an arm for the other one. And the parents we're in Tacoma. The parents are in Olympia and Seattle.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
And they're going to like Tacoma General. and I have to ride in the ambulance with these kids.
It's probably the only time you've ever been in an ambulance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So it's me and these kids in an ambulance, and I don't, we didn't have cell phones. I don't think my mom was home.
Hilarious. You're like, oh man,
I hope
they just hear about this story on the wind.
The parents got to the hospital. They were pissed.
Yeah,
They were so mad. They're so mad that an ambulance was called.
Oh. And when you're like, well, I didn't call
and
it.
And they had to leave work and I did not get paid that day. And I was just confused.
If anything, you should get paid more that day. Your kids didn't listen to me.
I didn't.
It's not my kid. It's not my fault that you're raising just two demolition derby kids. You know?
I just, like, it all happened so fast.
Yeah.
And it was all out of my control. I was just standing around.
Sorry you didn't teach your kid to ride a bike very well. Seems like that's on you, not on me.
That's so funny. I like that the neighbor didn't come out and talk to us.
Right.
The neighbor just stayed inside and called 911.
Yeah.
Just a little peek. Well.
Yeah. Neighbors, yeah.
You know, and then I'm just like 13.
That was kind of back in the day where there were always some neighbors by the window, too. People are like, look out.
I have one of those now.
You have what? Yeah.
I have a total watchdog neighbor.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She like has a security. So we have like there's a little patio at the door to the entrance, but she closed off her patio with like security gate. So you could see out, but you can't see in.
And she just sits in there.
She just sits in there all day long and just looks out on our street. And she's just always like watchdogging and asking us like, hey, so did you see this person? Like, I mean, like we're out there. We were always like, she's watching.
Always watching.
Yeah, but they do need to correct the pay scale for babysitters. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I think they have. I don't think people are using babysitters like they did
back
in the
day.
90s and the 2000s.
Like just yesterday, we had a friend being like, oh, so-and-so will watch your guys' as kids. My four children, one who has Down syndrome.
Right.
She's like 12. Right. And she's like, I'll do it for free. And we're like, no, we will not let you do it for free.
No.
We need quality service that we pay for.
Yeah. We've had some babysitters and we'll write lists and they say only water and popcorn, watch a movie at 8 o'clock, go to bed, and like that's it. Like you're not going on when we had the trampoline, like you are just a popcorn and movie babysitter. Like that is all you can do.
Eat all the nachos you want. Do nothing else.
Truly.
You're not making an ice cream sundae. You're not.
If we let you drive the van, we really trust you. That's like a high level. And it's usually a parent.
Usually.
A full blown adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there is a popcorn and movie babysitter.
Yeah.
And you're like, keep the kids up. We don't care.
Yeah.
Like just.
Oh, yeah.
Don't trash the house.
It's
yeah,
and a lot of it happens during the summer. In the summer, you'll do some day babysitting. Mm-hmm. Like I had, it would have been after my freshman year going into high school. I was taking driver's ed over the summer, and I would go into what was going to be my high school, Decatur, and I would take driver's ed for like 2 hours in the morning. And then I would walk back because we didn't have a car yet. Mm-hmm. And I would babysit Justin and Jason. And they were like kind of older at that point. And I remember one time when they were all like playing outside and they had this like inner tube that was just sitting in there. And I just like sat down in the inner tube and it was like a warm day. And then I woke up. I have no idea how much time had passed. I didn't have a cell phone. It could have been 10 minutes. It could have been an hour. I have no idea. No idea where they were. But I also didn't panic because I was like, they're probably around. And I just
Were they just inside watching TV?
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I just know that they got back by the time the parents got back. Because that's
the most important part.
Yeah. And it was just a different time, too, where you just kind of, kids were a little more free range in the 90s.
Yeah.
They just roamed free.
Yeah, the generational thing, too.
Yeah.
The only thing you had to do when you were babysitting was get the kids asleep by the time the parents came.
Right.
Home. They're very mad if the kids were up when they got home.
Well, and now we know why. As adults, we know why. We're like, you needed to get them to sleep. That was the whole job. This is the hardest part of of this. The but real work also, is getting them down. Also, yeah.
Also, I'm 11.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. We just went out and had dinner and a couple drinks. We're hoping to come home to a quiet, empty, or not empty. Well, even
preferably empty.
Yeah, but regardless, quiet. I don't.
Anyway.
Definitely a switch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's, I will say that, like, this era of kids, they are not as well trained to go hang out during the summer as we were. Like, that was just kind of, I just remember summer days where you would wake up and you would just go kind of and see what friend was home and see what
roam.
Was going on. You just kind of
yeah.
roam. Like mm-hmm. I said, you're free range. Yeah. You're just out and about. It's a different.
I would say our son does and did do that.
Yeah.
I guess it just depends on the personalities of your kids.
Well, I don't think that what we did was better. It was just they have the internet, and the internet is more fun than friends. I don't know if you've ever been on the internet.
You
but
can
it's,
customize the internet.
The internet's pretty great. Your friend is not as funny as the internet.
As a YouTube short?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The internet is so much funnier than your friend. And
YouTube shorts for ADD kids.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Or TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah. What in the world?
Yeah.
You know?
It's a dream.
30 seconds.
I've never left the house. Wait, can we get it so they swipe with my blinks? That's what I want.
Pretty soon. Pretty soon.
Yeah. Kids these days, huh? Oh, they're just on their phones all the day. Yeah. Phones are amazing. Spectacular. Love a phone. Yeah,
so are we.
Melissa, I am always worried about internet safety.
Yeah, especially with our kids.
Especially for you. I'm worried about what you are looking at, which is why I want to get Bark put on your phone.
Oh, boy.
Your phone, your laptop, your pager. I need to get Bark on
Bluetooth.
Your pager.
Yeah.
On your Bluetooth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little one in your ear.
Apple CarPlay.
As many of you guys know, we are parents. As many of you know, you all know we are parents.
Guys, we're parents.
We're parents, and internet safety is, I don't know if there's a thing that parents think about more anymore.
It is so important.
It is
and
the,
so hard to keep track of.
Yeah, and thankfully, insert Bark Technologies. And then a hero comes along with Bark Technologies to monitor your kid's phone, and there's a new Bark phone too. I didn't hit that. I missed that one, but before that, I was crushing that.
That was good.
Pretty
that
good.
Was good. Mm-hmm.
Bark Technologies is a friend of the pod, and we love them so much. There's a couple services that we've used with them over the year. The phone, the monitoring of your kid's phone, where they send you alerts and what they're looking at, and they have mm-hmm. different mm-hmm. levels and things, whatever it may be. It's fantastic. You're not spying on your kid. There's just certain things where Bark goes, hey, you might want to see this, and they show
check
it to
out
you
this tech.
And even better, simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. Bark has a new phone.
That's right, and it doesn't look like a kid's phone.
No,
it's black.
No.
It's sleek. Phones and technology is improving, and this phone grows with your kid.
Oh,
so maybe your kiddo is, you know, kind of inching into like an Instagram account or wants to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And you want to give him some training wheels to get there.
We recently let our kid get on Instagram, and it was because of Bark.
That's right.
We let our kid, because we're less concerned, and because he's 15 and we're done parenting. But, so tell him, but we also, you know, we don't choose any sponsor for the pod. We like sponsors that makes sense and we use in our lives, and Bark is one of them, and the new Bark phone is something that we're really excited about, as well as Bark Technology is what we use constantly, and we have some promo codes and we have some details. Hit them, Melissa. Give them those sweet, sweet details.
All right. So you can manage screen time. You can block websites and apps. Mm-hmm. You can monitor text, email, YouTube, and 30 apps and platforms.
And he's excited.
You can get child psychologist advice and tips, even ways to approach kids when they mess up.
So how do they sign up and how do they save some money, Melissa?
Let me tell you. if you click on the link in the show notes and enter Don't Make Me, all one word, Don't Make Me, you are going to get 7 days of a free trial for the Bark Premium subscription.
And?
As well as 15%
off for the lifetime of your subscription, baby.
That's right.
Okay, we got a couple things we actually wanted to discuss
here. Yeah, we've been off the
Actually, yeah. I would actually say that was one of our more focused things. We didn't plan on talking about that, but summer. We stayed on kind of summer babysitting for close to 20 minutes there.
It's a good run.
Yeah, it was a good run. Really, good run. Really good.
Send them home.
We have a couple of emails we want to get to, but I also wanted to discuss, I wanted to bring this up to you.
Okay. Now?
Now. Really? Now? We're doing my bit. Andy, what's your guys' policy on kids with pizza and or sandwiches and crust?
Ooh, because like as a choking hazard?
No.
Or just
as in, do you make them eat it?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Do
you... No, not as medically.
Yeah. I push my kids to eat crust,
yeah,
for sure. Like, yeah. I'm like, the crust is good. I think once we introduced sauces, they got far more interested in the dipping activity of what crust is capable of. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's like my grandma was always like the finish your plate kind of like mindset.
Yeah.
But like that always felt like shaming and like a lot. And if you weren't hungry and looked down upon and, you know, we have an incredibly obese culture. And so now
you get rewarded.
Like, there's a little bit of like, I'm kind of like, I don't know if I feel like I can't like force food on my kids. Like I'm a little like hesitant for a number of reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see, it's a little more entangled in there.
Yeah. It's a little more nuanced.
100%.
Nothing tells me you grew up rich, like not eating your crust. You don't eat your crust, you eat your crumbs.
You eat your plate.
The meal is over. The meal is not over when the part of the food that you like is gone. The meal is over when all the food is gone, and then you take your paper plate and you put it into a funnel. And then you shake down those crumbs because you don't know when your next meal is going to be. You got to capitalize. I mean, it's just so entitled to me.
I mean, this is coming on the premise that you had like bread in your house for a sandwich.
Well, that was the other thing. You were the only when people are like, when I see kids or people be like, oh, I don't eat the crust on the bread. You're like, as long as there's not mold on that bread. You eat all the bread. That's the only part of the bread you don't eat. And in some situations, I mean, you got to like, if you see a moldy bread, like you just work around it. Just you go,
nah.
You just, until you get to the blue, purpley part.
Yeah.
The rest of that's good. I don't know. It just seems a little entitled to me to not eat the crust. It's literally part of the food.
Our daughters like don't even eat sandwiches, so.
But pizza. Pizza crust is the one that gets me. I don't.
You see a pizza crust on a child's plate, and you feel.
If I
rage,
I see pizza crust on a child's plate, and I see that is going to be an entitled brat. That is going to be someone who grows up thinking that life is customized for them, that you only have to take the parts that you want and you don't have to take the parts you don't want. And I'm like, I grew up poor, and I'm like, you get what life gives you.
You eat it all.
I can't. You got pizza. That you won. You got pizza. How dare you not eat all the pizza?
It's not utility.
Yeah.
It's not a handle.
Yeah. Eating. I think like eating the not eating the crust would be like someone give you $100 in coins. You're like, I don't really want it like this. It's money. It's food. It's pizza. You got it. It's worth the
food
same
is
thing.
Money. Do you remember when we had a family member who used to get pizza with us and then just eat the cheese, not the crust? Because they were doing like Atkins.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a different. Or do
That's
you remember?
That's so funny. That's what I need off of it.
Do you remember when people used to blot the pizza with like a napkin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Still do.
People still do that, yeah.
Yeah, it's just to get grease off because it just certain pizza grease just like bubbles to the top and people don't like delicious food.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, it's just kind of a buzzkill, that's all.
Yeah.
It is. And I kind of feel the buzzkill on not eating the crust.
That's how I feel,
like,
too.
Like, I kind of, like, I think pizza
We're all eating
is
pizza
like,
here.
That's the beauty of pizza is that it is utility because you can hold it so well and you get to eat the handle.
Yeah.
Like, that's the beauty of it. You can't do that with watermelon or melon.
You have to
discard that.
I would eat my pizza while jogging on a treadmill before I would pat down the grease off. Like I would before, I would take. I would do anything other than that.
I just think it's in poor taste.
If you're gonna,
literally,
it's gonna be in poor taste now because the grease is flavor. But if you are going to,
like, you've already committed to eating pizza.
If you are going to, exactly. If you're going to blot down the grease, at least do it discreetly. Don't make a whole scene out of it.
Like a holier than thou kind of.
It's so greasy.
Look at all this grease.
Look at all this grease. Look at all this grease.
That I'm not eating.
I don't know, man. It just. I would do anything to be able to just eat a regular piece of pizza. I've tried some alternative cheese pizzas and just don't live. Just don't. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's so, you just go like, oh gosh. I don't know. What I'm saying is eat your crust. Also, I don't care. Eat your food. Eat what makes you happy.
Eat your pizza and watch your movie.
Yeah. No food shaming. Not going to guilt you in anything. It is just very, like, I don't know. We've all got our different little triggers, right?
Yeah.
And when I see one of my triggers is a lack of gratefulness towards food. Because we did not grow up, like, hungry. I'm not saying we were hungry. We weren't like these, like.
I would say you were hungry.
We weren't like these, but we were these, like, little malnourished Tiny Tims, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't that. Like, if we could just get an Easter goose or whatever.
Yeah, you had holiday food.
Well, there was food in the house, but there weren't regular meals. We did not have regular meals.
Yeah. Your dad was at work.
And so when a pizza came in, for reference, my dad would often leave for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he went, but he would leave for the weekend.
Family.
And he would give me $20. And that was
It's not enough.
It was in 94.
It bought you one pizza.
Probably two back in the day. Yeah.
Especially if it was Domino's.
Yeah. And that would be my weekend food.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what do you mean you don't eat the crust? You got it. I don't know.
You got to maximize this.
Every part of the whale, baby. I'm sorry that I'm being smart and practical. Even if you don't eat the crust, maybe use it as a cleaning device. You could scrub the dishes with the crust.
Mm-hmm.
That's like an SOS pad.
There you go.
You can go scrub the rust off of your rims on your car with that.
Mm-hmm.
You can
It's a Brillo pad.
It's a Brillo pad. You can go. It's a paint remover or whatever.
Strip the walls.
Strip the walls. Every part of the whale. Eat your crust.
In prison, they cut these into shivs.
That's actually not a bad call. Yeah. Weaponize that. Take your crust, sharpen it, stab your sibling.
Yeah.
The crust has use. Even if you're not going to eat it, use the crust for something.
Just get creative.
Make an art project out of the crust.
There is a lot of dough in the middle.
Yeah.
You can take that out.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. Roll that in a ball.
Yeah. Donate it to a local church for a VBS object lesson. I don't know. You could arts and craft. If I gave you a piece of crust right now, the little artist that you are, you could come up with something.
I can come up with something.
Every part of the whale.
Send your crust to us.
No, please don't. Because if you do, our kids will have to eat that crust. But I don't know. Shave it. You could shave it. You could cut
into
it up.
Breadcrumbs.
And breadcrumbs. You could
there
cut it up
go.
Into
croutons. You could make croutons.
Panzanella salad.
Yes. So many options with this. Come up with a game with the crust. Dodgeball. Crust dodgeball.
Pin the crust on the poster. I don't know.
Whatever you need to do, man. Just use it every part of the whale. Okay, here we go. Couple emails. This is the story of a girl. Sorry. Yeah, I don't remember. Every time someone says this is, I hear it every time. This email is from PJ.
Hi, PJ.
Subject, Orlando. Orlando.
And Disney and...
SeaWorld and Disney and putt-putt. It was great seeing you tonight live in Orlando.
Here we go.
Every time, yeah. I've been really looking forward to this show. I brought a friend with me who had never seen you, and she loved the show as well. It was a nice surprise to see Aaron Weber. Mm-hmm. Aaron Weber opened for me in Florida. For you, in a recent episode, you talked about your family's experience at Universal in California. What did you and your son think about the one here? We are longtime annual pass holders to this one, but have never been to the one in California. Which one, or which did you think was better? Thanks again for the sticker. I put it on my car before we left the parking lot garage of the club. Boom. Okay. There we go. Sweet. You're very welcome for the sticker. This is great. This is something I want to talk about anyways. Okay. Me and Joel did a big pro-con, an analysis of the Orlando versus the Hollywood Universal Studios. Are we ready?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to do just the Universal Studios because Hollywood or LA or Orlando also has another park. I forget what it's called.
A Disney one?
No. Oh, it's okay. They have their, there's so many theme parks. In Orlando, you'll just be like, what's that incredible ride? And it's just some carnival in a parking lot. Orlando has so many theme parks. It's crazy. But they have another theme park, kind of like a California Adventure. You know how it's two parks, but it's, you have to pay more for that other park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that was a joke.
So it's linked to Universal
Studios. It's linked to Universal. You can take a little train situation to go over. There's a couple more rides, but we didn't do that.
Crazy.
That was the joke that I did of like, you like, you, we were like, I had to sell more tickets to get to Disney. I was like, I'm on a Universal one day, one park price.
Budget.
If I'd have sold out this show, I might have been able to get a two part. If I'd have been doing the whole weekend, I might have gotten a Disney
the
day.
The park hopper.
Yeah, but I do not have a preference over one and the other. My preference, I suppose, would be if I had to choose, it would be Hollywood, and that is based on proximity to my home. It's so much easier for me to get to LA than it is to Orlando. But actually, I would probably say I like Hollywood more for a couple reasons. First, Orlando is bigger. Which is just more space. There are more rides. There's kind of more stuff to check out. And they also have, if you're looking for like roller coasters, they do have a couple, one in particular that's like a really good, one of the better roller coasters I've ever been on. It's really good. So it's like a music themed one where they just like you pick your song and like only you can hear that song. Like it's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm like listening to Sabotage or whatever. And Joel's like, can you hear this? I was like, can you hear mine? You can't. You can only hear yours. Great. It's a great roller coaster. Their Harry Potter world, Hogwarts stuff, is so much better than LA's. Mm-hmm. So much better. It's bigger. The ride is cooler. It's secret. There's no signs to it. Find it. Mm-hmm. That's part of the fun. Mm-hmm. There's literally just like a little sliver in between two walls, and you're like, and then you're there. Such a fun design.
That's fun.
Such an interesting concept. So that was cool. Everything's just a little bigger. Like the Simpsons area is bigger.
Yeah.
The Mummy ride is bigger. Their Mummy ride is a better ride. The Transformers ride is the exact same ride, which is great. I love it. I think the Simpsons one is the exact same. We didn't do it, but I read that it was the exact same.
But they don't have like the backlot tour.
So here's why I prefer Hollywood. Hollywood is a true studio. The studio lot tour, which is like an hour, and is like our kids' favorite thing and one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. It's fun to see old studios and see actual movies and stuff that they make, you know, and
They're like, this is the Jaws scene and here's the lake. And,
yes.
Yeah, stuff like that.
And what the Universal in LA has is the Jurassic Park ride too, which is a great ride. Overall wonderful. Yeah. That's probably my favorite ride there. And then this isn't fair because eventually they'll probably open one, but the Nintendo World in LA is so great. It's my favorite thing in any theme park ever. But I was a big Nintendo guy and my kids are Nintendo people. So I would say I like LA a little more, but both are fun. Both are, and I will tell you, and I understand that there's money associated with this, so this is not meant to be a flex in any way whatsoever. But Universal does have the best fast pass option of any theme park one that we've done.
Because you guys had like 5-6 hours.
We had to get in and out.
And then you had to work.
We were like a 38-year-old and a 16-year-old who were in fairly good shape and with a fast pass. I mean, we did everything in that park so quickly. The only reason we got a little delayed is because it was a little lightning, a little stormy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a thing down there in Florida. But great. Both are super fun. And I think the other park had more rides, and they had a Jurassic Park type ride or something, but I don't know. I didn't go to it.
And you went there with Taylor.
Went there with Tay. Yeah, that's my second time. So I've been to both. Orlando. I think I've been to both parks twice.
Yeah.
And great. I love Universal Studios. That being said, I I could see the LA one. I mean, you can do that in an afternoon. The LA one, if it's not busy, you know. But we last time we went in the height. I mean, we went Easter weekend.
Yeah, didn't we do like 15 hours or something?
We went. We did the thing where you get into the park an hour early.
We were there at 6:30.
We went 7 to 9, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
No, I think it was like 10:30. I think.
Well, what was whenever they pulled the fire alarm?
They pulled the fire alarm. We got out of the park.
Yeah.
That's what it took. Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be my, that's my review on that.
Nice.
And now it's a write-off, baby. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate you so much.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode, everyone. I want to give a special shout-out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons. Thank you guys so much for your support of the podcast.
Absolutely. We've got Avril Griffiths.
Adam Bush.
Allison Nelson.
Bonnie Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Caroline Crimmins.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Dem Aris Diaz Stevens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Isaac Teron.
Jason White.
Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carraz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Stephen Mena.
And Tiffany Payne.
Thank you so much for your support. It means the world to us.
Thank you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.